Welcome to Peace on Earth. This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and happy 10th day of Christmas, which I think is 10 Lords of Leaping. So hopefully you can do some jumping around today. And our gospel passage is John chapter 1, 29 through 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." You all know this, if you've been listening to me recently, but I have been deeply transformed by the 14 stations of the Eucharist. I'm very, very thankful for the beautiful sisters in Hanceville that gave me this it was their idea. I just continued to ponder on it and made some adjustments, but John the Baptist is key to understanding that Jesus truly is the Lamb of God, and he is the fulfillment of the sacrifice of Abel, the sacrifice of Abraham, the sacrifice of Melchizedek, the Passover lamb, the manna come down from heaven, the Ark of the Covenant, because he is the one who points to his cousin and says, "Behold the Lamb of God." Thus, clearly associating every Old Testament prefigurement to Jesus, which means that Jesus is a sacrifice. Jesus, we're called to eat his flesh and his blood. We're called to have communion and union with him. Like, it has to happen, and it will happen. So I want to encourage you today just to rejoice. Rejoice that there is the Lamb. Rejoice that we're not killing thousands of sheep and cows and cattle and pigeons and turtle doves every single day. I mean, like, when you think about how horrifying that would be, how terrible that would be, that the true Lamb of God is offered for us under the appearance of bread and wine. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Behold the Lamb of God. When you hear the priest say that to you, and he's holding Jesus in his hands, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the wedding supper of the Lamb." Heaven meets earth, and we are brought into that mystical feast, that mystical union. Allow the good Lord just to enter your life today in a beautiful way. Allow the Lamb of God to take you on a journey of peace and live that love in a profound way. Merry Christmas, do some leaping, and have a great day.